time to talk sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Anthony Mundine is the new super welterweight champion after a win in the ring last night.
Yeah,
what'd you think of it?
Look, boxing sort of lost its aura for me a long, long time ago. The whole lead up to this fight was a bit of a farce. Sugar Shane Mosley, his wonderful opponent a few years back, he would have been, but he's 42 now, and why that might be the answer to all the questions of the universe, it's not the answer for all of boxing or getting boxing's credibility back, that's for sure. He went let down or pulled out of the fight in the sixth round with a crook back. There was just, once again, it's a lot of soap opera. Everyone wants to be Muhammad Ali these days, you know. But somehow the skill level doesn't always match the mouth.
And, not to mention the physiques.
That's right. Look, Anthony Mundine's 38, Shane Mosley's 42. Both men would have got a handy little paycheck out of that, and that's where we should leave it, I think.
Okay. The Matildas, meanwhile, beat China again last night. They're having a great run-up to the Asia Cup.
Well, this is serious stuff, Fran, even though these things are called friendlies. I mean, Australia is getting ready for not just the Asia Cup, but the Asia Cup matches are also qualifying for the next Women's Soccer World Cup. So a good win, 2-1. Lisa Devanna again scoring a goal, and Emily Van Egmond as well. So this side, I mean, it's ranked in the top 10 in the world, and it's often goes under the radar in terms of great Australian sporting sides. But it was great for them to have a second win in succession against China, who knocked the Chinese knocked Australia this time last year out of the Asian Cup, so a little bit of revenge as well.
And Adam Scott going for the Triple Crown, not easy to get.
No, look, it's lovely to have Adam Scott in Australia at this time, playing in these Australian events, the PGA, the Masters, and now the Australian Open, which is on at Royal Sydney. But the big thing for Adam Scott, of course, is the US Masters that he won earlier this year. And whilst he's back in Australia and doing a lot of great PR for Australian golf at the moment, in the way that his hero used to do, Greg Norman, really his sights are on getting another major tournament, another major victory in next year in 2014, because he's the breakthrough for this year has been extraordinary for him. It's lifted his confidence. You can just see the way he's playing at the moment, that he really believes that he is one of the world's top golfers. He's talking about winning 20 career majors.
Good.
That's
on
leading
him.
With the chin a bit.
Well, the crowds are loving it. Just briefly, England could be about to pull a Swiftie in the cricket.
Well, a couple of Swifties. Tim Bresnahan. Now, England, as we know, has been rooting around to find a number three batsman to replace Jonathan Trott, but they've also got a handy couple of number three bowlers up their sleeves. They've been hiding away. Tim Bresnahan, the all-rounder, who was very handy during the last Ashes series until he did his back. And they've had this guy by the name of Tymal Mills secreted away. Now, I saw him bowl in a second 11 game in England last year, and I was told then that if Mitchell Johnson flares up for Australia with left-arm quick stuff on the chin, then England will bring in this bloke by the name of Tymal Mills, who bowls equally left-arm quick stuff. He was so quick the day I watched him bowl, the batsman didn't see it, the wicketkeeper didn't see it. It went for four byes, but then they came off for bad light, which might have explained things there, Fran. But look, just keep an eye. England's got a few more tricks up their sleeve before the second test.
Okay, good on you, Warwick. Thanks very much.